On Beacon Hill, the House of Representatives released a police reform bill that includes a police certification process, standardizes training, and makes officer discipline records more accessible to the public. Joining us this morning with his thoughts on the bill is State Representative Dave DeCoste. Representative, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, always good to talk to you.
So first of all, can I just get your thoughts on this bill?
On H. 4860, an act relative to justice, equity, and accountability in law enforcement in the Commonwealth. Yes. This is an extension of Senate Bill 2800, which became 2820 for those who are following it, and it's probably generated twice as much email correspondence than any other bill that has been passed since I was elected in 2015, sworn in 2015. My thoughts on the bill. I think generally, as is, it undermines the ability of law enforcement, of police officers, to do their job. And we'll see how it evolves. But right now, it is, for instance, in addition to the debate about qualified immunity, which you've no doubt heard all about, it also does some other things that really will potentially undermine police. The ability of police to respond and act adequately in many situations. And we'll take a close look at it. There are 217 amendments to this bill, so the most likely the vote probably will not be taken today. It will probably be extended to Thursday, would be my guess.
Now, has debate already begun, or is that going to begin soon as well?
11 a.m. sharp.
All right. So what are some of the things you would like to see in this bill?
Well, I'll tell you some things I wouldn't like to see. I'd like to see any modification of qualified immunity be stripped out altogether. I don't think there's any reason for it. It creates an independent commission, which is fine in theory. Unfortunately, the composition of the commission would be people who specifically cannot have any police experience. Now, you think about that. It would be the only commission we have commissions having to do with professions and lawyers and plumbers and electricians, and all the people on those boards are knowledgeable in their profession and have served in their profession for the most part. In this case, this type of commission would be, by the definition of this bill, comprised of people who have no police experience and, in fact, maybe appointed by people who are hostile to the police. And this is what one of our police officers in Hanover, Noel or Rockland, could potentially go up in front of to hear a grievance.
So now and there's also, of course, the Senate bill. Do you have any quick thoughts on that? Is there one you prefer to the other, or are they both about the same for you?
I think the House bill is an improvement, but there's a lot. There are many things that need to be improved in that. There are some good things, and I'll give you an example. I've spoken and communicated with all three police chiefs, and all of them would welcome, specific training and standardized training, I think, if the training is done, again, in conjunction with police organizations. But the way that the Senate bill was worded, the police would have had no input in terms of what the training would have been, which I think any dispassionate observer would dismiss as just unreasonable and non-productive.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Always good, Dan. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.